Israel Friedman, Parshas Nasai, Erev Shavuos.
Tis the minig Yisrael Lel Shavuos that one doesn't daven Maariv early, one waits until it's Nacht to daven Maariv. Emerson Bugnavrum says only to make Kiddush, Shabbat, Mefitzach, till to make also Maariv, only we wait till Tzitzach Echobim. The reason is, Shteita Bugnavrum, because the Yomtif of Shavuos comes after we were Mashlim Sheva Shabbosois. There have to be 7 full complete weeks. Because there have to be Temimois complete weeks, therefore we wait till Nacht to bring in Yom Tov to Davar Maariv. We find in Medrash Rabbah, in this Pusik, Sheva Shabbosois Temimois Tihiyena. What does this mean? So we think a person has counted 49 days of Sfiras Oimer, so it is Sheva Shabbosois Temimois. However, Medrash Rabbah says as follows, Eimosai heim temimois. When are they temimois? Bizman she Yisrael oisim retsoinoi shel mokoim. When Yidin o mekayim the rutsun Hashem. Which means to say that if a person has wasted these 7 weeks doing things which he shouldn't be doing, even if he's counted every day the Sfiras Oimer, of Azuk the Medrash, dus anishkin temimois. When is it temimois? There's a second Medrash Rabbah on the Pusik in Tehillim, Kapitel Lamed Zayim. Yudeya Hashem Yemei Samimim V'Nachalusam La'olam Tiyah. Yudeya Hashem Yemei Samimim. The Rabbi Hashem knows the life of those who are Tamimim. Shteit in Medrash, K'shem Shehem Tamimim Kach Shenoi Seyem Tamimim. When the people, when they themselves are Tamimim, then their lives, their years are also Tamimim. But if you yourself are not Tamimim, so how can your life be Tamimim? That your life can only be as Tamimois as much as you are yourself. So this is what the Medrash says, Eimosai heim Tamimois, bizman she'oisim retsoinoi shel mokoi. It's Yedia and Asach Svorim, Shteita Yesod, which comes from the Arizal in Pri Etz Chaim, that every Yom Tov, when it comes to Yom Tov, is Nisoyre Nochmul, the Zelba Hashpuois, the Zelba Segilois, the Zelba Inyunim, the Zelba Oirois, which were Beyumim Hohaim, or again, Bizman Hazeh. Every Yom Tov is Nochmul Nisoyre, again, the Zelba Hashpuois and the Zelba Segilois. There's one exception to this rule, and that exception is the Yom Tov of Shavuos. Why? Because by Shavuos we see that even the original Yom Tov of Shavuos was only after the Yidden had made their hachuna towards Kabbalas HaTorah. They weren't ruhi to be mekabel Torah straight when they came out of Mitzrayim. They had to work on themselves for 7 complete weeks until they were on the Madrega to be mekabel the Torah. And only then could they be mekabel the Torah. Zuk the Rishna is oy bazol. You see that even then the Yom Tov of Shavuos only happened as a result of their avoida, of their hachuna. It's similarly in every generation, every year, the hisoiris and the hashpuas and the skillers of the Yom Tov will only be nisoira for somebody who prepared himself properly to be makabel the Yom Tov. Or if somebody just merely falls into the Yom Tov of Shavuos without any richtige hachuna, he won't be zoicha to all the skillers and all the hashpuas which state of this Yom Tov. We know by Shavuos state nish allusion of Chatos, Kimin Shil Kibaltim, Aleichem, Altoir Zuk, the Rabbanish and Malani, Aleichem, Kilech, Hatashem, Yemechem. Do Moidik Ashpurs, from the Yontif, from Shvius. Oh, but that's only for somebody who prepared himself. And stating Ginze Yisrael from the Chotkiv Rebbe, this is the reason why we find in Pashas Pinchas also the Zelba Lushan. Stated Yom Hab Kirim Baal Krivchem Mencha Chadusha Lashem Beshovi Oiseichem. It comes the Yontov of Chagabikirim, we have to bring a Mencha Chadusha Beshovi Oiseichem. Lachoyer, this word Beshovi Oiseichem doesn't fit into the Pusik. The Yontov of Shavias is one day. What does it mean? Beshovi Oiseichem? In your weeks? Now, Zuk the Rebbe, the Pshat is, when it comes the Yontov of Chag HaBikirim and a person wants to bring a Mincha Chadusha, it all depends on Beshovi Oiseichem, how a person conducted himself throughout the weeks of the Sfiris HaOymer. Did he get himself ready to be Mekabel the Yontov? Did he work upon himself to steigen, to go higher and higher, to be Mekabel Ol Torah? If he did, then he taki can bring every year a mincha chadusha. He's bringing a new mincha. This is the fruits of his labor, the hard work which he toiled in the 7 weeks of the Sfiris HaOymer. Then he brings a mincha chadusha l'Hashem b'shavi oiseichem, which are the result of all those works of avoida. We know it's written in many tzvorim, be'ikah the Baalei Missa, that the Memches Kinyune HaTorah, which we learned yesterday in Pirkei Avos in the sixth parak. And the Baalei Missa said that the avoda of the Sfiris HaOymer is every single day a person should be working to be koina one of these Memches Kinyune HaTorah. And on the last day, the avoda is to do a chazura of all the Memches Kinyune HaTorah. And then a person is ruhi to be Mekabel the Torah. We need to know, however, we look at the Memches Kinyune HaTorah, which we all learned yesterday, and we see, unfortunately, many of them, we feel we have, unfortunately, very little connection with them. We're very far away from a lot of these Madregas, which state, Mamish Moedi Kazachan, which state how a person has to be zoicha, miet tanig, miet sheina, miet sicha, miet schoik, erech apayim, leif toiv, moidike madregas. What are the memches kinyune hatoirem? The question is, we have to ask ourselves, does a person have to have all the memches kinyune hatoirem? Or is it enough the person's got a few of the memches kinyunim? The Gemara says in Masech de Shabbos, in Daf Lamed Aleph, Omer Rabbe Barav Hina, Kaludim Shiesh B'Torah, Ve'ein Bo Yerushamayim. A person learns Torah, however he's lacking Yerushamayim. Doime Legizba Shemosri Loi Mavteichas HaPenimius, Im Mavteichas HaChitzoinis Loi Mosri Loi. He's compared to a Gizba, a Gabba, who's got a whole chain of keys. However, the keys are only for the inside doors. The outside door, the Mavteichas HaChitzoinis Loi Mosriloi, he hasn't got the keys to get into the building. Bahai Ayil, how is he going to go inside? It doesn't help that he's got keys to the inside chambers. If you haven't got the key to the front side, to the front door, you're not going to be able to get in. So we have to understand, are these Memches Kinyune HaTorah, are they like keys? That if you haven't got the keys, you haven't got all the keys, it doesn't help. You can have sometimes a front door, it's very well secured, it's got 3, 4, 5 different chub locks on it. It doesn't help that you've turned up with 2 or 3. As long as you're missing one key for one particular lock, you can't open the door. The door stays locked, you can't come inside. Is that what the Memches Kinyune HaTorah are? We have to have all 48, and if we're missing one of them, we remain outside? Or no, it's enough to have some of them. So if we look in the Mishnah, we see that the Intersamta Shini Halushan, what the Mishnah says. The Mishnah says that Malchus is Niknus B'Shloisha Malois. To be a Melech, you have to have 30 Malois. V'Kehina is B'Chof Dalet Malois. Kehina, to be a Kohen, there's 24 different Malois. When it comes to the Torah, the Mishnah doesn't say there are Memches Malois. Suddenly the Mishnah changes and says there are Memches devorim shahatoyra nignes bema. Why does the Mishnah change from Malchus and Gehinna, from using the word malos to Torah, suddenly calling it not malos but calling it devorim? Steht in Tiferes Yisroel on the Mishnahs, because it wants to tell us this, you saw, when it comes to Malchus and Gehinna, even if you're not a melech, even if you're not a kohen, you're still a fine yid. But it's a mala to be a kohen. It's a mala to be a melech. But if you're not a melech, you're not a kohen, you're still a good yid, no problem. So they're called malos. When it comes to Torah, these are not, says the Tversul, memches malos. They are memches devorim. They are memches kinyunim, which they are chiyivim, which each and every one of us is mechiyiv to have all these 48 different things. And that's why the Mishnah calls them not malos, but calls them devorim. And if we look in the Rechaim HaKodesh, in Parshas Bechikosai, one of the members Perishim, the Rechaim HaKodesh spells this out very clearly. HaTorah niknes b'memches devorim. The Torah is acquired through the 48 devorim. Ki loy kol aroitz liknes Torah yasek kinyuna. Not everybody who wants to learn Torah will be zoicha to acquire the Torah. Ela be'emtzuz ha-memches devorim. Only through the 48 devorim. And this is the Orach HaMakudosh, is the pshat in the pusik. Em bechi koisai teleichi, sheti ha-meilim be-Torah. If you want to be zoicha to Torah, tenai hi hadover. There is a condition. What is the condition? Ve'es mitzvoisai tishmeri vasisim oisom shehem ha-memches devorim. We see very clearly from the Lushan of the Orach HaMakudosh, he calls the memches devorim, they're not malis, they're not additional good things to have, they are essential requirements. They are a tenai. It's tenai in limud ha-Torah, you have to have the memches devorim. And the Orach HaMakudosh repeats himself a second time, in Parshas Pinchas, Per Chovov, Pusik Chov Gimel, he writes there again the same lushan, Tanai Hasugas HaTorah. It's a condition, the person wants to understand the Torah, is the Tanai is the Memches Devorim, Ka'omra B'mishnah Shatorah Niknes B'Memches Devorim. And as I state in Be'er Ma'im Chaim in Parshas Shemois, that if a person wants to learn Torah, he has to learn a very important lushan which we're going to speak about. Lirois lekoivam kilom bilvovoi. He has to have the entire 48 memches kinyunim. Ki kein omri shatoyin niknis bememches devorim em mechlal la pein atoshemeya lav shebeloi memches rumaluli loy yikne toyin. So we have very clearly the lushan of the Orach HaMakudosh, the lushan of the Be'er Ma'im Chaim, the lushan of the Tiferes Yisroel, the memches devorim are not malos, they're not good additional luxury items. This is essential, this is the tanai koidim lemasa. We have to have all the 48 kinyonim. And if we haven't got the 48 kinyonim, we're like somebody who's turned up with a bunch of keys and he's got one key missing, one door, one lock remains closed, he can't get in. So l'chayre makes life very difficult for us. However, all is not lost, because we taka find that there are gedolim who are choylik on this yisod. Rav Shloime Kliger writes as follows. He's got a sefer, Mugen Ovos, on Masechtas Ovos, and he writes as follows. He asks the same question, why does the Mishnah change from Malos to Dvorim Batoira? So he says, just the opposite of what we said. He said, when you're climbing up a ladder and there's a few rungs missing in that ladder, you can't carry on going up because there's a few rungs missing. So you can't carry on because you can't climb higher. Zuk Rav Shloime Kliger, by Malchus and by Kehina, zuk the Mishnah Alushan of Malos. These are like rungs in a ladder. You can't be a half a Kohen. Either you are a Kohen or you're not a Kohen. So therefore, says the Mishnah, Alushan of Malos. The same thing by a melech. A melech, either you are a melech or you're not a melech. You can't be a halba melech. In the morning, you're just playing around with everybody else. In the afternoon, suddenly, hey, you're melech. Either you are or you aren't. Or bezuk the Shlomo Kliger, when it comes to Torah, ha-Torah niknis be-echod min ha-memches devorim. Even one of the memches kenyunei ha-toyre is enough for a person to be zoicha to toyre. And therefore, that's why the Mishnah says, b'memches devurim dafke. B'toyre oma memches devurim, the kol dova heva bifnei atzmoi. Each one of these memches devurim is an entire kenyan in itself. V'al yidei echad min ha-memches devurim, esh efsha liskos l'toyre. Avad it's enough, even one of the memches. He carries on with Shlomo Kliger, the more of the kinyone ha-toyre you have, the more you'll be zoicha to understand and to steig in Torah. Of a person shouldn't say, I look through the memches kinyonim and I see, unfortunately, I haven't got them all, I haven't even got half of them. That means I'm locked out. There's no point even trying. So nishta zoi. So for Shlomo Kliger, it's enough to come inside even with one of the memches kinyonim ha-toyre. Avada was mer memches of them you have, even more you'll be zoicha to understand in Torah. And as I state in the Sefer Mishnas Chachomim, for one of the Svardash Gedolim, the Maharam Chagiz, who lived about 300 years ago, and he wrote a perish on the Memches Kinyune HaTorah. And he divides up the Memches Kinyune HaTorah into four sections of 12. He puts them in different stages. He says, for example, one of the Memches Kinyune HaTorah is B'miyat Schoira. A person shouldn't be too fatigued in his business all day long. Sub to the Maram Chagiz, what type of kinyan is that for a young bucha who's in yeshiva? A young bucha, he needs to have this kinyan of miyat sechoira. What's he got to do with business? Is a younger bucha at home? Elama, you see, says the Maram Chagiz, that they are not all to be, don't all have to be acquired in one particular period. They are for different stages of a person's life. The first 12 Kinyun HaTorah, he said, that's the beginning. And then later on, he carries on. You see very clearly that you don't have to have all the Memches Kinyun HaTorah in one go. And as I state, an Orach Haim HaKodesh Be'etzim in Parshas Chikas, where the Orach Haim HaKodesh speaks about the Chelek HaTorah, Soides HaTorah, Nista HaTorah. And he writes the following words, Ein lechom mitzvah im mitzvah she'en bo oid soides nelumim haniglim lemoisha. Every single mitzvah has many, many hidden parts, the Torah's hasod. V'le'udam ru'i ha-masig liknois kinyin ha-Torah b'memches devurim ha-shniyim b'mishnas chasidim. It's correct for a person, writes the Racham HaKodesh, to be zoicha to all these 48 kinyon ha-Torah. Sha'oz megalinoi ruzei ha-Torah. When a person has the 48 memches kinyon ha-Torah, the Bo'i Nishom will reveal to him the hidden chalukim of the Torah, Shegila Hashem Lemoshe Misinai. I see very clearly from the Orach Haim HaKodesh Lushan, as the Orach Haim HaKodesh here, L'chol HaPuchas, understands that the Memches Kinyune HaTorah are a Tanai for somebody who wants to learn the Soides HaTorah. It could be the Orach Haim HaKodesh is saying, Taka, to learn the Niglas HaTorah, it's enough to have only some of the Memches Kinyun HaTorah. A person wants to be Zoicha, Taka, to go into the inner chambers of the Torah, to go in Mamish deep, to go to be Zoicha, to the Soides, the hidden things, you have to have the keys to open up. Noch a room. Zug the Orach Haim HaKodesh, you want to be Zoicha to learn the Soides HaTorah. For that taka person has to have all the memches kinyune ha-toyre. Al derech zeh, I once heard from the Biyana Rebbe Shlita, he told me, a person wants to learn Kabbalah, tonight koidim l'dova, a person has to be mekayim, everything which the Rebbe of Melech writes in Tzetel Kuten. So you look there what the Rebbe of Melech writes, Groise Madreides. That's a condition for somebody who wants to learn Soides ha-toyre. However, if a person merely, he's just learning, like we are trying to understand, you don't have to have the Memches Kinyun HaTorah. The Vilna Gaon, in his Perish on Mishle, in Eishes Chayil, comes along and he drops a Moedika bombshell on this, on understanding the Yesod of Memches Kinyun HaTorah. Rabois Bunois Usi Choyel, Va'at ulis al kiluna. Says the Vilna Gaon, the gematria of the word choyil is 48. And he explains as follows. We know that Eishes Chayil Betzim is a shira concerning the Torah. Ha-Torah niknis b'memches devorim, writes the Vilna Gaon. V'chol mi sheyesh lo yoisim midas mamem chesvur naluli yesh lo Torah yoisim. Like we already mentioned, the more of the mem ches kinyun ha-Torah that you have, the more you will understand in Torah. Avol. Now here comes the important words. Avol. I efsha sheyiyeh le'udam echod kol hamem ches devorim. Just the opposite of what we've said till now. Not only do you not have to have all the mem ches devorim, says the Vilna Gaon, it's not possible. I efsha sheyiyeh le'udam echod kol hamem ches devorim. It's not shaykh. No person can be zoicha to all the mem ches devorim. So we can all take a big sigh of relief, and Baruch Hashem, the danger is over. Rak sheyesh le'udam echod eizem mehem, la'sheni dvor macherim, ad she'ben kilom yiyi kol hamem ches devorim shatoyin nikus behem. Says the Vilna Gaon, and this is a pshat in the pusik, rabois bunois usi choyel, rabois bunois, between all the Yidin, zwischen all the Yidin zusammen, usi choyel, we have the mem ches kinyunim. But one individual person, he don't have to have all the mem ches kinyunim. So therefore, l'fi the Vilna Gaon, we're okay, we don't have to worry. As long as you've got something, like we mentioned, as long as you've got, like Shlomo Kliger says, one of the mem ches kinyunim, you don't have to have all the mem ches kinyunim. And with this yisod is for emphasis the kasha, which the Chedisha Harim asked. The Chedisha Harim asked for gevaldige kasha. One of the mem ches kinyunim is hamake es mekoymoi. A person has to know his position, his place in life. Freit the Chedisha Harim, if this is one of the mem ches kinyunim haTorah, why is it that before Kabbalah Torah, the Rabbi Yishom told Moshe Rabbeinu, instructed him, "Higvalta sahar soviv, surround Hasinai with a fence. Pen yesi lalois, v'nufam mimeni ra. Perhaps some Eden will try to come onto Hasinai, where they're not allowed to go. V'nufam mimeni ra. Freid the Chedisharim. Oh, but surely the Eden, when they stood by Hasinai, they had the memches kinyunei haTorah. So if so, there were makis makoimoi. So if there were makis makoimoi, there was no need for the Chedisharim to fence off Hasinai. Nobody's anyway going to go where they're not allowed to go. Everybody's a makis makoimoi. However, according to the word of the Vilna Gaon, we understand. It's efsha le'udam echod to have all memches kinyun haTorah. So therefore, there were some people who weren't makis makoimoi, because for these people, Hasina had to be fenced off. Unless one wants to say that even according to the Vilna Gaon, it's not mistaba that those Yidden who were makabel the Torah, that they themselves weren't makis makoimim. Pashtus, the Yidden were makabel the Torah, avada they were zoichataka to all the memches kinyuna haTorah. Mizukde by Masa, as by the Chasnif in the Eshte B'yana Rebbe, the Pachad Yitzchok, thousands of Chasidim came to the Chasna. It was a terrible shtipperai, it was very gestip. And the father of the Kala, Rabbi Yochanan Nachman Trifke, somebody said to him, look what a shtipperai there is here from just a few thousand Chasidim. What's going to be Lusad Lovoi when Mashiach comes? There's going to be Tchias HaMesim, and millions of Yidin are all going to converge together in Eretz Yisroel, Yishalayim, Ma'olam, Na'oma, Takasali, Hamukim, Yishalayim. But how's it going to work? Said Rabbi Yochanan Nachman Trifke, Gavaldi Gavod. He said, you know why there's a shtipperai? Because the Mishnah says, and today, unfortunately, we are lacking chochma. So everybody thinks somebody's stepping in my place. He's in my place. And therefore people shtip the others. They want, this is my place, you go out of my area. Of elusid lovoi will be imola or as deus Hashem. Everybody will come to the full das. When people come to the full das, nobody's going to shtip anybody away, because everybody's going to be a chochem. And when one is a chochem, eiza chochem, hamake es mekoimoi. So the Vilna Gaon of Gazuk, this gewaltig yisod, is the efsha for one person to have all the mem ches kinyunei haTorah. Now it's all together, Rabbi's bonus, through all of Yidin together, usi choyel. We find the Zelba Yisod writes the Sfon at the beginning of Baal Loischa. We know the Menorah is Meramas on the Torah. Shteit Baal Loischa es haNeirois, el mil penei haMenorah, Yo'iri Shivas Haneiros. All the lights of the Menorah had to face El Mil Penei HaMenorah. Learns out the Sfono a gewaltiger Yisod from this as follows. Rui Shekavunas HaMaiminim Ha'oiskim B'chaya Oilam. You have people who they learn Torah, those are the Maiminim. And you have the hasmeilim, ha'oiskim v'chayishu, those who are working ala michya, sha'oizim lamini, and they help the tamil chomim, tia, their kavuna should be, lehofik rutsim hakel yizborach. Their whole kavuna, both from those who learn Torah, and both for those who are working, is to do the rutsim Hashem. But oifen, in such a way, sheyisag mechivunoi bein kilom. That from all the yin together should be done the rutsun Hashem. V'yiroimi eshemoi yachtov. And together as a unit, all yidin should be lifting up, uplifting the kovod Hashem. K'moi shekibli aleihem, like they did for Har Sinai, ka'ashahed ba'omroi, v'yani kol ha'om yachtov v'yoimri, koil ashadib Hashem naaseh. Says it's formally a most original pshat. What does it mean? Vayani kolom yachto vayomri kol Hashem dibashem nasa. They said nasa v'nishma. All mafoshim ask, why say nasa? Each teacher said to himself, eser v'eshma. What says nasa v'nishma? Zuk l'svonoi koloima. This means to say, bein kiluni nashlim kavunusoi. Amongst all of us together, we will fulfill the roots nashem. You have people who are sitting learning Torah. You have people who are going out to work. You have people doing other things. Everybody says, I'm lacking. I'm not doing everything. Doesn't matter, says the Sfornoi. The Yidin said, V'yani kolom yachtov. Together, all Yidin together, koil ha-shadib Hashem, naaseh. Naaseh v'nishma d'pshat. I'm going to do everything. Naaseh. We all Yidin together, between all of us together, we shall make sure some will do this chelek, some will do that chelek, some will be oisik in this thing, some will be oisik in that thing. Bein kilom, between all the Yidin sezamen, bein kiluni, nashlem kavanusoy. And as I say, the Zelbi Yisod in the Sefer Pri Chaim, in the second parak of Ovis, from one of the Eshte Talmide Baal Shem, Avraham Chaim's Lordship, he said, the Zelbi Yisod, Toire Tzivaluni Moshe Moirusha Kehilas Yaakov. Why did Moshe Rabbeini use these words, that the Toire is a Moirusha for Kehilas Yaakov? Al Pipushet Zukta, Ha Perish Yerisha Le Kehilas Yaakov, Heim Klal Yisrael, V'loy l'chol yuchet mi'yisro. When we're speaking about the Torah as a Yerisha, Zuk the Avraham Chaim's Lotsheva, the Torah is not a Yerisha for every single individual in Klal Yisrael. Aval le'yuchet mi'yisro, shechiyas nishmusa hi ma'os echa b'Torah, ein ha'Torah killer Yerisha eilav. Arizig achidish. That the Torah is not a Yerisha for each every single individual. The Torah is a Yerisha, Mayrusha, Kehilas Yaakov. Between all Yidin together, we shall fulfill, we will carry out the Rutsun Hashem. And with this Yisodzum Asach Mefoshim, this is what Rabbi Kiva meant when he told the Ger who asked him to be Megayim him Al Regal Achas, and he told him, Ma the son alach lechavrcho loisavid zi kol ha'toyra killer ve'idach perisha zilgamoy. Freidim mafosh ma the zel bekasha. Ahavas yisrul v'ahavderach gemoych is a very important yisod. But how on earth can this be kol ha'toyra killer? When v'ahavderach gemoych is written the mitzvah of Shabbos kodesh, of not eating treifa, of not wearing shatnas, of pur adima, but zi kol ha'toyra killer? No, the Ger came along and he asked Hillel, I don't understand. There's Tariag Mitzvahs in the Torah. No individual can keep possibly Tariag Mitzvahs. There's some Mitzvahs which are only for those who live in Eretz Yisrael. There's some Mitzvahs which are only for Kohanim. There's some Mitzvahs which are only for Levim. There's some Mitzvahs which are only for Nushim. So how is it possible that one individual can keep Tariag Mitzvahs? I don't understand. Rabbi Kiva said, you're right. It's not possible for a person to keep all the Targ mitzvahs. Now thus, Ma the son of Lechavach Oleisavit, if you are mekabel upon yourself, Ahavas Yisrael, therefore you are connected with all other Yidin, Zi kol ha-toyre killer. So when somebody else does a mitzvah, and you're supporting him, you're helping him, you're encouraging him, you're financing him, you're giving him moral support, his mitzvah is misyachas back to you as well. The only way for a person to be mekayim kol haTorah kila is through taka v'ahavta recha kamoicha. And then everybody together is zoicha that they are all one unit. Torah marusha kehilas Yaakov. Al derech zeh shteite gewaltige vort in Ginza Yisroel from the Chodkiv Rebbe to be masbe the pusik in Pashas Yisroel. Shteit v'yichan Yisroel neged aho. And Rashi very famously tells us Ke'ish echad, b'leiv echad. Why was it so important that they have to have achdus there, b'shas kabbus haTorah? So the feed of Arani, we've already explained it, because otherwise there won't be zoicha, that all the memches kinyun haTorah will be misyachas to everybody. They won't have the marusha, the kehilas Yaakov. They won't have taka that everyone's mekayim all the tarik mitzvahs. So one has to have achdus. Of the Chodkiv Rebbe goes a stage further, and he says as follows. We know Chazal tell us the solution of Zoya Kodesh, HaKodesh Baruch Hu, Araisa v'Yisroel Chadi. That Klal Yisroel, with the Rabbi Shel Olam, with the Torah, we are all one unit. Now we know Chazal tell us that Yisroel is Rosh HaTevis, Yesh Shishim Ribi, Oisius LaTorah. And we know by Sefer Torah, if it's missing one letter in a Sefer Torah, the Sefer Torah's Pusul can be the most beautiful Ksav. And it can be even a letter which is missing in the Techucha, or even in one of the names of the Alifei Esav. It doesn't make a difference. One letter is missing, this Sefer Torah is pusul. Od gezug de Rebbe azoy, if we see from a Sefer Torah that it becomes pusul if there's one letter missing, and Yisroel is Rosh HaTevis, Yesh Shishim Ribi Oisis LaTorah, there are 600,000 Neshomas connected to 600,000 Oisis of Torah. Is Oibazoi, if there's one Yiddish in the Shoma which is missing, somehow he's got lost. We're not mekar of him. We're not looking after him. This Yiddish in the Shoma is lost. It's like a Sefer Torah is pusul. Sefeilt is missing. It's lacking in the Koyma Shalema of Klal Yisrael of the 600,000 Neshomas. HaKadosh Baruch Hu Oraisa V'Yisrael Chadi. Just like a Sefer Torah is pusul if it's lacking one letter. If the Yisrael is lacking one Neshoma, it's also missing. And that's why, says the Rebbe, that's why Hashem ois la'amoy yitain, Hashem yevorech es amoy bashulayim. Ois ein ois la Torah. When the Rabbi Nishon wanted to give the Torah to Klal Yisroel, Hashem ois la'amoy yitain, but there was a condition. Hashem yevorech es amoy bashulayim. There has to be shulam, sushin ale yidin. And that's why Hillel said famously, Heaven metalmidov shel Aaron, oyev shulam, veroidev shulam, Oyves habrius im karvon the Torah. If you want to become close to Torah, the only way to become close to Torah is first of all to be a oyev shulam, a roid of shulam, a oyves habrius, and then im karvon the Torah you can come close to Torah. In Shia Shirim is written a moedikal lushan that b'shas kabbus haTorah we know the malachei hashuas were mekatrei. They didn't want the Rabbi Shalom to give the Torah to Klal Yisrael. And they said to Noah, Hoidecho al Hashemayim. Please, Rabbi Nishloilem, leave the Torah up here in Shemayim. Don't give the Torah to Klal Yisroel. However, the Rabbi Shem did give the Torah to Klal Yisroel. But the Maluchim were very upset. In Medrash and Shia Shir and Perichetz is written as follows. B'shas kabbus haTorah, the Rabbi Shem said to Klal Yisroel the following words. T'ni datachem shaloi tisni zeh zeh. Said the Rabbi Shem, I ask of you, please, don't hate one yid another. Veloy sekani zeze. Don't be jealous one yid of another. Veloy sechachari zemze. And don't quarrel one yid with another. Veloy sevaishi zeze. And don't embarrass one yid another. Shlo yomri malachei hashuras. Toire shunosati lem lisrul einem oiskimbo. That the Malachi Ashur shouldn't come along with the town after and say, you see what we said? You see, look, the Yidden are not keeping the Torah. So therefore the Rabbi Shem asked, please, I beg of you, don't shepherd, don't be nasty, don't hate one Yid another. Shul yomri Malachi Ashur tarosish and satim einam oiskimba. Freik the Rebbe gavalti gekasha. You can have a Yid who's sitting all day long in the Beis HaMedrash. He's sitting and learning. Oh, but he's still... He hates other Yidden. He speaks Lashon Hara about other Yidden. He's Mavayish other Yidden. So what's the connection? The Medrash has cleared. The Rabbi Shem said that the Malach Shem Kamatana, Torah Rosh Hashanah Satan, Eina Moiskva. We can sit and learn Torah. Elamai Zukt the Rebbe, from here we see a gewaltig yisod, that somebody who doesn't behave ben udam lechaveiro as he should be behaving, he chepers other Yidden, he's nasty to other Yidden, he can sit in the base of Medish a whole day learning, dus is nishken teure, dus is stam a chochma ba'alma, it's absolutely garnish, it's absolutely worthless. Now Torah is only when there's achdus between Eden, when there's a harvest Yisrael between Eden, then when you've got the shleimus of the Bein Udom lechaveiroi, you have as well the shleimus of Bein Udom lamukam. And then a person that's considered taka, he's a oisik b'Torah. And again, we understand it very well, because if there's no Bein Udom lechaveiroi, there's no richtiger harvest Yisrael, so we don't have the Memches Kinyonim. If we don't have the Memches Kinyonim, say so we're locked out. And we don't have all the Tariq mitzvahs. And we don't have the Torah as our Yerisha. Torah is only a Marusha when it is taka to Kehillas Yaakov. So therefore it's only through Ahavas Yisroel. And as we say tochet in the Kadmoinim, that's why as well, if we look at Ases Hadibras, we find by the first five Ases Hadibras, there are many, many more words than on the second set of the Ases Hadibras, the second lot. So Lech Oire, if the Ases Hadibras were all written together on the two things, it must have been that the two luchos, it must have been that the second half, the mitzvahs Bein Udom Lechaveiro, were much bigger, were much greater and larger, the letters, to fill out the space on the second set of luchos. So came those that when Moshe Rabbeinu came down from Har Sinai, the first thing which the Yidden saw was the second set of the second half of the lichos, the mitzvahs of Bein Udom Lechaveiro. That's what they saw first. It was only as Moshe Rabbeinu came nearer that they were able to read and able to see the first half of the lichos, the mitzvahs Bein Udom Lamukim. But the Rabbi Nishloilem gave it in such a way that a person should first see the mitzvahs of Bein Udom Lechaveiro. And when we're zoich attacked to that, then we'll be zoich amit Hashem to be mekabel the Torah, ki ish echad, b'leiv echad, and we'll take be zoich to the Allah hashpuas, and to make the right hachuna, omen ken yirutza.
Amen.